B-Pod Studios.
Carter, I understand you got some Valentines from Mary Seahouse Elementary School out in my neck of the woods in Westchester.
A second grade classroom sent me a bunch of Valentines. I mean, I didn't have a Valentine this year, so it was nice that someone sent me a bunch of cards, and it was really cool for them to do that.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome, man. That's cool, brother. Hey, by the way, you won't have the Valentine's lists for long. You'll have plenty in the future.
A long line.
Hey, brother, let me ask you a question. All right. Before you came on, I was reading the list of disappointing goalies in this franchise. You know all about it. You're a smart guy. I heard you talk about it. Going up against the past, how do you handle that? Knowing that everybody looks at you going 79, he's the man, he's got to be the savior.
Honestly, you hear all about that. The past couple of years, I've been hearing about it since I got drafted.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the past, and you can control that. And you don't want to live in the past and dwell on the past. You just want to live in the moment right now. You don't want to get too look into the future, but you just got to try and stay grounded and stay in the present moment and worry about what you're doing on a daily basis.
Carter Hart joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Carter, you start the year with the Phantoms in the AHL. You didn't have the best camp. You had a lot of things going on, living on your own for the first time. When did you know that your game was coming together and that the call-up was imminent and that you could succeed at the NHL level like you have?
I think when I started the pro lifestyle, was just figuring out living on a lifestyle standpoint away from the rink, and then settling into things with a new group of guys there, and then the game speed obviously is different from junior hockey, but I started feeling really good after about a month and a half in, and then I got the call up, so that was kind of a whirlwind situation there when I got called up, and it was a lot of emotions going on, and it was really special for me, and then I got the chance to play in my first game and have my family come out, and it was awesome.
That's all. That is cool. Are you settled in at Jake's house? You all settled in?
I am,
in?
Yeah. I got settled in. I got settled in yesterday, so I got a mattress and moved in there last night. And then today, I just got to go get some toiletries and some food, and then I'm good.
Oh, that's all.
What'd you buy with your first NHL paycheck? A mattress!
Some deodorant!
What did I buy?
Well, you bought a mattress, man.
I bought an mattress, yeah.
Carter,
are you in the in the basement? Or are you in the like in the side room? How big's your room?
The in goalie suite.
So it's his old apartment. So I have the whole place, and it's massive.
Oh, I know that place. Cool. God, that's a great spot.
The old city there.
Yeah, yeah. You're in town,
yeah,
man.
The old city.
Oh, it's dude, unreal, man. Like, that's the best. Massive. That's where you need to be. It's a great apartment. That's where you a young guy needs to be.
Yeah. Well, he's not old enough to get in a bar yet.
I know, but he needs to be in town.
Oh yeah.
Carter, when you look at this,
it's an awesome spot.
Yeah. I actually lived right near there for a long period of time. I had a blast. Carter, when you look at the situation you guys are in right now, your play has really kind of predicated this team getting back into playoff contention, if you will. First of all, do you look at the scoreboard and, you know, is it something that, you know, your group really feels confident right now that you can see this all the way through to getting into the postseason?
Yeah, I think we can. I think we have the right mindset in our locker room. I think right now we just have to worry but one game at a time and not get ahead of ourselves here. But we're not too worried about other teams and what they're doing. We just got to worry about what we're doing and everything that's going on inside our locker room. And right now, everyone's feeling confident and the vibes in here are really good and really positive. And it's been a lot of fun to be a part of. And we want to keep things rolling and keep things going. And I know everybody believes in each other in this locker room, and it's awesome to be a part of.
What do you think of the town? I mean, you know, having grown up in Western Canada, and now you're here, and this is a big hockey town. It loves the Flyers and the city itself. What do you think of it?
I love Philly. It's awesome. The fans are passionate. They really care about us, and they want to see us win and succeed. And I think that's what more could you ask for as a player, to play in a market that loves their team It's a sports city. They have all four major sports. They all care about all their sports, and it's just a really cool city, and I love playing here.
You know what? Just so you know, Carter, we're talking to Carter Hart. Number 79, baby. You can own 79, that number. I love it. But you really need, when you deal with these fans, just know one thing. They truly, truly care. And if you understand that, it'll never bother you. Whatever happens, happens. But they really care. Like, they love the team. And I just wanted you to know that, buddy.
Yeah, I can definitely tell that. I mean, I think they just want to see us succeed. And, I mean, there hasn't been a Stanley Cup here since in the 70s. So I think they want to see us succeed and they want to see us win. And as players, that's what more could you ask for? We're fans that are passionate and care about their team.
Carter, when you make the jump from junior with Everett, where you had so much success, and then into the AHL, it took you a little time to get your feet under you, but now you're having this really big success at the NHL level with the Rookie of the Month, and also you're a top three star in the NHL for a week. Your numbers are outstanding with a 924 save percentage, and if you played more games, you'd be in the top five in the league. Your record's great. When you look at it, why have you been able to succeed going to the next level like you have? Because conventional wisdom says that 20-year-old goalies don't really do that.
Honestly, I'm just having fun. As soon as I came up here, the boys have been really good at welcoming me into this group. And we have a really tight group. And it's a lot of fun to be a part of and come to the rink every day and practice and just have fun with the boys. And it's a lot of fun. And that's probably the biggest thing for me is, when I'm at the rink, I'm here focusing on everything I'm doing and what I need to do to get better or whatever I'm doing. But when I'm away from the rink, then it's also time to kind of maybe step away and connect with family and friends. And I think it's important to have that balance in a long season. And we're playing almost every second there. So I think it's important to have that balance and just have fun with it, man.
What was your welcome to the NHL moment where you go, okay, they couldn't do that in junior, they couldn't do that in the AHL? You know, a guy that's just got a bomb for a shot, or a guy able to, get one by you in a situation where you thought there's no way he's going to score on me here. Who was it? What was that moment for you? Do you recall it?
I mean, in my first game, I think that Larkin in the slot was probably the first thing that I kind of popped up for me, just to have a guy like that. He's an elite shooter in the league. But I think actually a couple weeks ago, we were playing Boston.
Chara.
And just kind of, yeah, Chara had they won the faceoff back, and Chara had time to step into a slap shot. He stepped into it, skated into it, and ripped the clapper, and it went off my blocker, and I could feel it in my hand, and it, like, on my blocker side, and it hurt. Like, it was the hardest shot I probably faced.
Yeah, it's 105 miles an hour.
It's
pure hell.
He shot one at, like, 109 a couple years ago, didn't he?
Oh, damn, yeah.
Yeah, and that thing's heavy, too.
Yeah.
Carter, do me a favor. Tell the people this story. It's such a beautiful story, and I love it, of Connor, the autistic boy that had your jersey on, and he was wearing 79, and that's why, that's the root of this thing. In case people haven't heard the story, it's the essence of sports.
Yeah, I think when I came to Everett when I was 16, Connor and his buddy Kevin, they're two youngest fans probably and two of our biggest fans. They were always there at the end of the tunnel waiting for us to give us fifth taps and waiting for us to come out and cheer us on. And I don't think they missed many home games at all. And I know they tried to follow us wherever we went. And when I first came back to Everett after my first camp here in Philly when I was 18, I saw Connor screaming and he was yelling my name and trying to show me his Flyers jersey that they just got, and Heart 79 on the back, which was the number I was given for development camp here. And so I saw that and I was like, maybe I'm just going to stick with 79 because, I mean, I don't want his parents to go out and buy another jersey if I change numbers. And I mean, just for Connor to be the first guy wearing a Flyers jersey with my name on the back, I thought that was pretty special and pretty cool. So I just kind of wanted to.
What a way to honor him.
Pay tribute to that. Yeah.
Dude, God bless you, man.
That's great.
That's the attitude. Athletes need to adopt that kind of attitude.
Yeah.
Like that little boy, you imagine what he feels. That's what sports is so meant to be. And so I love the story, man. I had to make you repeat it.
Well, Carter, I got a tweet here from Molly. She says, if you're looking for a Valentine, she'll volunteer for next year and beyond. All right? Carter, we appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Good luck this weekend. Back-to-back with Detroit. And we'll be watching, man. Everybody's rooting for you. And really impressed with what you've done so far. Thanks for doing this today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.